Now joining us is Dr. Leah, who's got our health tip for this morning. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
You know, your tip is so good, but I can't even pronounce some of these words. So you're going to have to help me, Dr. Leah, because, you know, a lot of us have problems in this area. So tell us what your tip is.
Well, this one's about aches and pains. You know, we all have
aches and that's what
and
I'm
pains.
Saying. Hello.
If you only knew.
Hello. How many aches and pains do we have?
Well, and they're different types. They're muscular. There can be bone. They can be ligament, tendon, you know, joints, all those kind of
I have a swollen finger. It's inflamed. I've had it for 10 years. And, you know, nobody can figure out why it's inflamed or swollen. So, you know, when you were talking about anti-inflammatories, I'm thinking, well, maybe that would help my finger.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, some of these can. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're tired of taking Advil and Tylenol and, you know, those kind of things, because some people have kidney problems and they can't take Advil.
Well, you don't want to take all that stuff all the time. It bothers me to take it. So.
Yeah.
So tell us about these natural herbs.
Anti-inflammatories that actually can work really well. One of them is called curcumin, which is also turmeric.
Uh-huh. Oh, is so that stuff you put on all your food?
It's in curry. You know, that's kind of one of the main ingredients in curry.
I have to tell you a funny story, Dr. Leah. Turmeric is also good, I've heard, for Alzheimer's. So naturally, I pour it on everything. So when we used to work at the house, I'd make lunch, and these orange things would come out of the kitchen, and Pam would look and go, what's that?
and they stain.
Yes, they do stain.
You know, it's like curcumin and some of these bright yellow pigments that make up the curry are they stain.
Dr. Leah, how much do I have to have, though, if I have an inflamed finger? How much of this do I have to have?
That's a great question, because actually 250 to 500 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day.
Ooh, a lot.
So that's a lot of curry.
That's a lot.
Curcumin can come in capsule form. I would definitely recommend it in capsule form. I don't even think there's a tablet form of it. You can also get it in powders. Some people will get it and put it on their rice or sprinkle it on their food.
Okay.
It's a great anti-inflammatory. It needs to be taken kind of regularly for a little while, mm-hmm. just because it gets built up. It affects many different inflammatory systems in your body.
Okay.
So that's one of them.
All right.
Another one's ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ginger is great for digestion as well and for nausea. I often recommend people to eat the candied ginger.
Mm-hmm.
It's dried and it has some sugar on the outside. You can just pick it up and chew on it any time, actually. But people who have stomach inflammation, digestive inflammation, very good for that.
Well, they also do chocolate-covered ginger.
Well,
I don't think that's what she would
want
you to have.
Well, can't you have that, too?
It's probably not as much.
Really?
Actually, candy ginger is pretty good.
It is good. I keep it in the car.
Candy ginger is good. Mm-hmm. You can nibble on it any time, and it also has been shown to decrease inflammation in joints.
Really? Okay.
So that's one thing. Now, ginger tea is not as strong as mm-hmm. if you ate the dried ginger or the fresh ginger root. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay to drink, but it's just not going to be as strong.
Okay.
The other one, which you might have had a hard time pronouncing, is Boswellia.
That was it, yes.
It's an Ayurvedic herb, and it's been used for a long time to decrease inflammation of arthritis. It's good for inflammation throughout the whole body, but Boswellia has been shown to specifically help with joint aches and pains and the inflammation that can occur there as opposed to, like, in your stomach or on your skin. So Boswellia is quite often mixed with ginger and curcumin to add a really beneficial multi-level anti-inflammatory effect. So Boswellia is the next one. White willow bark. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Not until I read your tip.
Yeah, white willow bark is the original aspirin.
I know that. I found that so interesting.
And a lot of people, you know, sometimes I forget these little basic things because I've known that for a long time. But salicylic acid is something that they've derived from white willow bark. And salicylic acid is aspirin. So it's kind of one of the most basic medicines that we have. The problem is a lot of people are sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't give it to kids because it causes Reye syndrome. And some people have ulcers and they can't take it. Because it does absorb, aspirin does absorb through the stomach.
So now if I take the white willow bark, Is am I going to still have the same reaction as if it was...
What are you going to do, go out and suck on a tree?
No.
Well, I bet they have a pill.
Yes.
I bet they have a pill. See?
I don't know, Pam. I think
have
of
a
white
pill.
Willow bark sucking on a tree.
For you, Pam, get a chew on the bark.
Okay. Well, I'm willing. So if I take this supplement, and I'm sure it comes in capsule form, is it safer than aspirin?
It is, in a sense, because it's the whole herb as opposed to just the salicylic acid. Because white willow bark has other things in it that are anti-inflammatory. I just can't name them off. There's some flavonoids and things. But that some people still, that if they're sensitive to aspirin, I would still be careful with that one.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Okay, because we all know that we should have a baby aspirin before going to bed these days. That's the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
To make sure that we don't have a stroke or heart attack or...
To decrease clotting. Although there's lots of things that decrease clotting, like fish oil and vitamin E and those kind of things, too.
Okay.
And I didn't mention any vitamins on this list on purpose because I wanted people to see that there's other things besides vitamin D, which is a great anti-inflammatory, or vitamin C, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
A lot of people take all the time, but you don't take curcumin and ginger and boswellia and white willow bark, and so those might be something different to try.
Well, I love this, and everyone can go to our website and click on your picture, and this will be up on the website in the next few days, so if they didn't write it all down, they'll be able to get it right off of your page on our website.
And I think if you have a question for Dr. Leah, you can always email info@chatwithwomen.com, because one of the questions that Pam asked, which was a great question, is how much do I take?
Yeah.
And so if you email Dr. Leah, she'll be letting you know. So.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead and give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And, of course, you can always find me on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah. As always, what a great tip. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.